This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Champions play here. WQAM Miami. WPOW HD2 Miami. WKIS HD2 Boca Raton. An Odyssey sports station. Home of the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Three-time NBA champion Miami Heat. Five-time national championship winner Miami Hurricanes football. And Miami Hurricanes basketball.
Powered by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys.
Call 1-800-747-3.
That's 1-800-747-3733.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's our Tua. It's our Tua. Tua, 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 can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa, Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen miles in stock, the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We, of course, March Madness is all set up for us. We're going to be at the Hard Rock tomorrow, and we'll be there Thursday and Friday as we got buckets and bets coming on up. But we have our field is all set. Leroy was watching his Michigan Wolverines yesterday, and we'll see what's on. I'm heat scouting. That's what I'm doing. I'm bringing my binoculars. Yeah, I'm going to bring my notepad.
Put it this way. Whoever the Heat end up drafting, you will have not seen basketball except for maybe two or three guys. Did you know who Khalil Ware was?
I did going in because I did a lot of research for this draft.
Right. Well, you didn't know. Hold on. Did you do research once you found out who they may possibly draft?
Well, I was hosting. No. Because I was. Glenn had me host that year. He's like, he wanted to do a draft show. So he's like, I'm like, all right. So I'm not like some draft expert, but I will say I watched YouTubes. I watched YouTubes. And so I knew of Khalil Ware when they drafted him.
Okay.
I knew of him. And the only thing I could really find on him that anybody was. The only thing that really made sense is why he was getting, knocked was this hustle thing, this hustle nonsense, which is why he left Oregon. But as far
but
as
he looks, he just, it's not that he's not hustling, but he runs very.
It's a 7-footer thing.
Right.
It's a 7-footer thing.
Like he runs up and down the court. Doo, 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 doo.
Yeah. But no, I was excited about it. I did know who Kalower was when they drafted him. I did not know Jaime. I was like, Jaime.
Okay. But that's my point. So you talking about watching the tournament to recruit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to score 40 points and you're going to say, I want him. And
well,
that guy ain't going
to
even
I don't have playoffs to worry about this year, Leroy. I have, this is my playoffs. So this is what I'm going to be, this is what my attention is going to be paid to. I'm going to be scouting.
All right. I got you.
I'm going to be scouting. That's what I'm going to be doing, you know, and seeing what's what. And we'll see even if the Heat, we'll see how many picks they end up with. I don't know. We'll see. That's, but it seems like they're heading towards two.
So they're going to have their pick.
Their pick. Then OKC gets their pick next year unprotected. And then Charlotte's pick becomes their pick goes to the Terry Rozier pick becomes unprotected in 2 years. So they would get the Warriors pick, their pick. Then next year their pick goes to OKC unprotected. If they don't make the lottery, if they're not in the lottery, then they have the Warriors pick. OKC gets their pick this year. Next year, they keep their own pick. That's where they're at right now. It's a great time. I love talking about this stuff. I love it. We got NFL news yesterday. The Bengals weren't cheap bastards. They paid their players. How about that? Let's give it up for the Bengals, huh? Let's give it up for the Bengals.
That's crazy, right?
They actually paid their stars.
It's not really that crazy.
Good for them.
I mean, the players are really good.
No, but I mean, one of the contracts only guaranteed for 2 years.
Right.
So you're out of it pretty much after the 26th season.
Ja'Marr Chase, 4 years, 161, 112 million guaranteed. And then the T. Higgins contract is 4 years, 115. But it's guaranteed for the first two, like Vlad said, so they can figure that all out there then after. But good for them. Hey, look at the Bengals, huh?
They paid them as a one and a two.
Paid them as a one and a two, dude.
And you know what? I'm happy that T. Higgins' side of the deal understood that. You know what I mean? Everybody in that situation understood what was up. Ja'Marr Chase was going to be the highest paid receiver.
As he should be.
T. Higgins will probably be paid as the highest number two. And that's how it goes. So that's how you can get deals done.
I'm happy to see it. They're still trying to work on Hendrickson. We'll see if that ends up happening.
Which might be more important than those two. Because, yeah, you need somebody to put pressure on the quarterback.
The Dolphins have a new punter. That was their big move over the weekend. He's got a great punter name. Ryan Stonehouse. Just sounds like a punter.
Also sounds like a WWE or MMA fighter.
Does a little bit, yeah. A little bit. He was like breaking records of punt net rating. Then he tore his ACL. He wasn't as good last year.
ACL?
Yeah. But he did punt all the year last year. He didn't miss the year, but he wasn't punting quite as he punted before. Punting.
Dude.
What?
It's a sad day in sports when we have to even bring this to the table. Right? Your teams can't be doing well.
Just bring in a punter news? That's just making you mad?
Your definition of good news is punter. If the Heat were winning and the Panthers were winning, you know what you would say? It'd come more in line with the jokey joke. Hey, Leroy. Guess who the Dolphins signed? Punter.
Punter.
That's it. What's his name?
It hasn't been the most exciting free agency, that's for sure. But
that's fine.
But
that's fine, though. I would rather them not make a big splash if the big splash was just to accommodate fans who wanted to sign somebody.
They should have given it a shot to that that bum who was outside the facility.
Why you call him a bum?
He lives in the Keys. What is he doing?
Punting.
Punting. What is he doing? Punting conch shells off a boat?
That would hurt.
I think so. You think?
Do you think he tells his friends that he did get the tryout with the Dolphins? His politics?
Yes. Do you know how many conversations I've been with kids who say their uncle played and stuff like that? I had a conversation. So my son Fonz comes home. He says, "Yeah, my friend say his uncle played for Cincinnati Bengals." I say, "When did he play?" This was years ago. He said, like between 1990 and 93 or whatever. I said, "Really? What position? Defense? What was his name?" Gave me his name. I said, "No, he didn't." And I said, "And next time, tell him pick a team that I didn't play against twice and had a book on everybody on the defense."
Leroy hit him with a mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Absolutely. And then he said, "Oh, he said he was on the practice squad." I said, "Yeah."
Do you think that, you know, you think that punter's like sitting somewhere on Duval Street and he's like, "Yeah, I got invited to Dolphins camp. Well, I was at Dolphins camp. I actually wasn't invited. I was uninvited."
Well,
I invited
myself.
Remember the coach was like, "Yeah, you got to get here pretty early to see me. I get here at 4 a.m. The guy shows up with donuts at 3 a.m. I respect the bit.
I respect his enthusiasm over it, but
what he should have done is he should have taken a bag of footballs and he should have started punting from the parking lot.
He can't afford that. Them footballs are expensive.
Just get cheapskies ones.
You can't. Dude, let me ask you a question.
How much is the Duke?
You think the Dolphins would take him serious if he was kicking Mickey Mouse bat footballs over the facility?
Punt, give him anything. He just punts anything. It would have been a great bit. He should have sat out there. "Bring me your footballs. I'll punt them into the Dolphins facility."
I tell you what. You are a different breed.
How much is the Duke? How much does that cost?
I think each football is probably $100.
Wow. How much is NFL football? Sheesh.
How much?
On Amazon right now, the Duke costs $150.
Yeah.
They got to get them cheaper for the facility, though, right? Like, what do they get them at, list price?
No. If they have a deal with the NFL, and the NFL uses all footballs, then yeah. They don't get them, but they still got to pay for them.
So you're telling me these punters, like, how many balls do the special teams get to walk around with? Because they're what do they got, like,
bags?
Four? What do they got?
Because
like?
They have, see, you, if you go to a football game, I don't know if you guys realize it, but on every field goal football and every punter football, there's a K on it. They write a K on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why that is because you can prepare those balls differently. So they scratch all the wax off of them, right? Scrub the wax off of them, then overinflate them. So if the regular compression is, what, 10 pounds or whatever?
Yep.
They look like rugby footballs, right? Soak them in water, then take them out, and then put them in the dryer. And what it does, it softens that leather. So you ever see when a kicker or punter punts the ball, they take the both ends and mush it in and just feel, yeah. You don't need that with the regular footballs.
Replica. The replica Duke at Target is $34.
That ain't a Duke. You can't just call it something else.
It's called the replica Duke. I'm looking at it right now, dude. Wilson NFL, the Duke replica, $34.99 at Target.
There's no way that's made out of real leather.
It's a replica.
I would agree. It's probably not made out of leather, but it does have the Duke on it.
That's crazy.
You're disrespecting the Duke?
Yeah.
Why is it called the Duke?
I know how expensive those balls are.
Why is it referred to as the Duke?
I don't know. Ask Google.
Maybe it has something to do with John Wayne.
Why is the NFL football?
It's probably got something to do with the genre. It's got to do something.
No.
Yeah, you were right.
What?
It is called the Duke in honor of Wellington Mara, the longtime owner of the Giants, who was nicknamed the Duke by Giants players.
Really?
Yeah. That's what
I said. John Wayne. I didn't say Mara, but you know, I. But
oh, yeah. I thought you said John Mara.
No, I didn't say that. But
Wellington Mara. Wellington.
That's why they called it.
Wait.
That's an intangible's name, right there.
Hey. And see, the next words out of his mouth should be, "Hello, lovey."
Wellington, yeah, that's definitely. Wellington? He's definitely. Oh, he's definitely. Wait,
you think John Mara?
There's a couple things you can't be. First and foremost, you can't be broke and be named Wellington. You cannot be broke.
Dude.
You know any broke Wellingtons?
They definitely have son's name Bradley
Wellington
or Cooper.
Wellington IV?
There's definitely a lineage.
You think Wellington haunted John and he goes, "I can't believe you didn't fire Joe Shane.
Why didn't you play Saquon?
You let Saquon go to the Birds. Ooh. I'm sorry, Papa Wellington."
It's not long ago. It's really not that long ago when we thought of the New York Giants as
a prestige.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't that too long ago we thought the Miami Heat as well.
Solana's telling me he bought an authentic Duke a few weeks ago, $175. He got ripped off. I can get it at Amazon $150.
Why? Every time he does anything athletic, he breaks something.
I mean,
why don't you leave sports alone, Solana?
Yeah, why would you buy football? Didn't you just suffer a concussion the other day? He did.
Tobin says.
Yeah, how did he get that?
I don't know. He just.
Remains a mystery.
It remains a mystery.
Schmeathen says,
Tobin. He come in limping. Let you see. He's concussed and Crowder's in a wheelchair.
What?
What the hell are they doing on that?
The hell happened to Crowder? Yeah. Crowder tried to do some, you know how the girls. Oh, he tried to touch his toes. Tried to jump and touch his toes.
To do a leg kick.
No.
Yeah.
And broke both.
And he forgot
feet.
He's 40.
Let me get this straight. Hold on. Time out. Let me just get this straight. In a show of Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. Hockman is the healthiest right now.
Did you know why?
A man whose diet consists of fruit roll-ups.
You know why? Because he's not dumb enough to try to do anything athletic at his old age.
First of all, under no circumstance am I doing one of them things where you jump up and,
why
first of all, men don't do that.
What are you, Simone Biles? Because
he wants to show his daughter that daddy can do things. Daddy-daughter time. It was all cool, but it's just some things that you're raised, you just don't do.
No.
He retired a very long time ago.
Yes, yeah. I know.
And part of the reason why he had to stop playing because he was banged up.
Still, nonetheless.
So why would he do something that probably requires more athleticism than what he actually got paid for?
It's daddy-daughter time. Not knocking for that. You got.
I've had daddy-daughter time. I've had daddy-son time. And guess what? We get to a point in the road, and I say, "Nope, daddy can't do that."
Ego's still a powerful drug, you know.
No, I got a big ego. I got a big ego. I talk trash to Toba all the time. I talk trash to a whole bunch of people. There's no chance you'll be able to do this. But I know there's a couple things I'm gonna do. First of all, when my son would ask me, "Hey, you want to come play in the Turkey Bowl with us? They go play football." Early in the morning on Thanksgiving, I'm like, no. Why? I quit running when I quit getting a check. Okay, so I don't do football no more. And then my daughter, she would ask me, "Hey, some of the parents are going to play. The dads are going to do this, this, and this." No, why? Because I'm not going to go there and everybody try to put me as a notch on their belt, and I'm old and broke down.
Boy.
No, you got to know. You got to know. And he broke both his feet.
Jeez.
Yeah, both his feet.
Well, we'll take a break. But Leroy, before that, you were talking about authentic. Great stuff coming up with Liv. Tell the people about it.
You guys know how we like to party. You know how much we love our golf. The next Liv Golf event is coming, and it's not big. It's a monster. Liv Golf returns to Trump National Doral April 4th through 6th. And because it's at the Blue Monster, you know they're going big. Join some of the giants in the game like John Rahm, Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Sergio Garcia, and more. They've got huge DJ sets, epic street food, and ska punk legend Sublime headlining. Grab your tickets now at livegolf.com. That's
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
LiveGolf.com.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. WQM invites you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment at Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available at Ticketmaster.com. Get all the info at WQM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. You must be 21 or older and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. It is sponsored by Gunther Mazda for car buying done your way. You've got to get to Gunther Mazda. I haven't heard back from Solana on why he bought the Duke yet. He's ducking me on that question. He's always giving me, he's not giving me the full deets on this one. So we'll see.
I mean, as athletic as he is, he could have got the one from Walmart.
Target?
Yeah.
Target.
Dollar store.
Marlins.
But the other thing is that sometimes, to be honest with you, if you want to get an autograph or something, you get a real one. So maybe it has something to do with that.
Maybe it is. Maybe he's getting.
Because I definitely, when I was signing autographs, I definitely, did, like, when I saw a real one, real football versus the plastic one, I definitely grabbed one of those firsthand.
You, like, gave it a little more care on the old signing?
Yeah, because I knew that crap was expensive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I'm like, look at this little kid with the, you know what I mean?
If it's a little kid with it, he was probably planted by some autograph.
Oh, yeah.
Some autograph out.
Believe me, you've been with me. You know. It is ridiculous.
I have been.
I try to be nice, but
dude, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not going to last this season in flag football with my son. I'm very.
Oh my goodness! Say, first of all, dude, I ain't trying to. But what the hell were you talking about,
dude?
Vlad, listen to this crap.
This was I was incensed.
Are you that father now?
I was incensed with Randy.
No, I didn't see. I didn't reply. Vlad, I didn't reply because I didn't fully understand what happened.
Okay.
So please explain.
So they were down, trying to get the score. What was the score? The score was, I think it was 18-7, right? So second half. And so they needed a big stop. Like the team needed a big stop. Otherwise, this was going to get ugly. And this number one who we were going up against, I mean, he was scooting. I mean, this kid could move. No one could get his flags. He was elusive, right?
I want to ask, is he a tangible or intangible?
Oh, he was tangible.
Okay.
He could move.
So he was baby Lamar Jackson?
He was moving, dude.
Baby Lamar.
8-year-old Lamar Jackson?
He was moving, dude. So fourth down, they were going to go for it because like, they're confident. They're like, oh, whatever, we're up two scores. Let's just go for it on fourth down. And Tommy was on the pass rush, gets after him, right? He's running after him, and like the dude is like scrambling around. He's trying to heave it downfield. So my son is like in his kitchen, right? Puts the hands up, doesn't touch him. Like his hands are literally up like this so he can't see. The kid throws the ball into him and does windsock stuff, dude. Falls over. Pass didn't have a prayer. Should be turnover on downs.
You can't hit the quarterback.
Dude, it's flag football,
you
Vlad.
Can't hit the quarterback. I'm a flag football referee.
No. The quarterback hit him with his arms, Vlad. And here's the thing that pissed me off the most, okay? Do you remember the Fiesta Bowl?
Which one?
The Fiesta Bowl. The Fiesta Bowl.
They called the penalty, like, after everybody starts celebrating.
Oh, I'm talking about Terry Porter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Pulled the Terry Porter.
They were off the field, cheeks on the bench, offense was on the field, and whatever Hobnob, this was on our side of the sideline, so this play happened way on the other side of the other official and the coach. All of a sudden, flag roughing the passer. And I am like, are you kidding me, dude? Ridiculous call. And what's with it taking 900? Make the call or don't make the call. But you want to know something? It was hot. It was a hogwash call.
So you're upset that the call wasn't made immediately. You were upset that the call was made.
It wasn't the right call. It was the wrong call to begin with because he flopped. Okay.
But
second
you do
of all,
know. You do.
Second of all, Vlad, he didn't cause contact. It was James Harden-esque of push the contact in. He was nowhere to be found. And then on the other side of it, if someone's going to make the call, make it the ref 4 feet away, not the one who's 200 feet away on the other sideline.
Okay. So now, let me break it down to you. The one that was 200 yards down, he probably has some, you know, he knows somebody on the team. Somebody on the team, something like that. Because these referees, we all know everybody. They all want to be friends with us because they all want calls. So the guy, the line of scrimmage ref should have made that call. But I know it wasn't his fault, but the rules are the rules.
Ridiculous.
Any contact, because it's flag. It's not touch.
It's a bailout. It's a bailout.
No, absolutely. But that's the rules. They let you know that from the jump.
I'm not gonna last the season.
Because you know why? It's gonna happen for you. It's gonna happen. It always, it reciprocates. It's gonna happen.
I don't think it is.
You're gonna get the call.
Anyway, I'm not gonna last the season, Leroy.
What, you're not gonna last because you think
I'm not gonna last.
You're gonna be that. You're that parent.
I'm trying not to be. Did I shout out? Hey, what's your cash app, ref? What did I offer you? Did I yell that?
No, but did you offer that? Did you ask him that? Because you would have.
I said I'll sweeten the deal. I'll sweeten the deal. I don't think they're gonna like me by the end of the season. Anyway,
did he have a good time?
Yeah, he had a great time. Got Jamba Juice afterwards. Whatever. But I told him, I'm like, that's a hogwash call.
What'd he
well,
say?
I didn't use the word hogwash.
I hope you didn't use
the. You're the only one. That's
I hope you didn't use another term. Hogwash is actually pro.
I got to be honest with you. I'm the only parent who's involved the whole game. Like I'm like it's dead out here. You guys stink as a you like respectfully to the parents.
Stink as a fan base.
You guys stink as a fan base. You're in your phones. We're in. I'm patrolling. Like you're not allowed on the field. So like I'm like patrolling the sideline so I could see. I'm like let's get it up. Let's jack it up a little bit. Let's get going. Whatever. Beep 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 beep. Sudoku.
Oh, so you like a cheerleader.
Yeah.
So you like defense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, remind me not to go anywhere with you. Like, you ain't going to be embarrassing me out there like that.
Gotta
but
get...
you know what's funny, Vlad? Tobin looks at me when we go to UFC or boxing like I look at him in every other situation, right? Because I'll go there. Like when we had the, what was it, went to boxing in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, not at at the Casillas, not the Casillas Center, but BB&T at the time. And we went over there and we were sitting ringside, right? So I'm like, there's a bar right there, right? Tobin's on his computer. Me and Beast are sitting next to each other. There's another guy. I start chatting it up with the other guy. We talk about the fight. We looking right at the ring right there. And he goes, hey, can you stop the drinking?
They were throwing back cocktails on press row.
It wasn't press row.
It was press row.
Wait.
It was 100% press row.
Did you have credential?
Yes.
Yeah. You're not allowed to drink when you have a credential. What are you doing here, Leroy?
Oh, really?
Oh, really? It's a professional, Matt. It's a prof. You're working.
Wait a minute.
There's no drinking in the job.
Professional.
Leroy thought because the bar was right next to us for the floor seats, that meant he had dibs.
No. That bar is for the people who paid for the floor seats.
Oh, really? We could?
Once you have a credential.
Why do you think that I acted like that?
Once you have a credential and then it shows Leroy Hard, 560 WQAM, you can't drink anymore. You know what they give you? They give you free food, hopefully. Chips.
So no, we were too far away from that.
Well, guess what? You had to walk. You had to walk. But that was for the people that paid those premium seats so that they don't have to walk.
I thought they just had it close, so you didn't have to go.
No! Leave.
See, when I tried to tell this to you, you thought I was ridiculous. Glad it dawns on you. You're like, oh, yeah. Maybe that was.
Also, but when we go to... When we go in Vegas, we could drink.
But we're sitting in the stands. Like, we're not sitting on press row.
No, when you said when... Okay, so...
Like, when we get a comp ticket from, like, PBC...
You can drink.
Right. You can drink. No big...
Right. Now, if you're sitting... Because that happened to me in the Mayweather-Maidana fight, the second one. I had credential, but I was in the... You know? So, yeah, I can drink. Nobody's going to see me. Nobody's going to go and say, Mr. Lewis said... No, they're not going to do that. But if you're in the floor seats, Leroy, they're going to see you. And they're going to see your credential. You can't do it.
We'll take a break. Leroy's Game Balls and Game Bums are next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. A little Dolphins news here. The Miami Dolphins have signed cornerback Artie Burns, former Miami Hurricane. Spent the last 3 years with the Seahawks. They love taking guys from the Seahawks. Jordan Brooks, Terrell Dodson.
Could be a relationship.
Yeah, maybe. Artie Burns. He was a first-round pick in 2016. South Florida native. Very cool. Hopefully he does well. I feel like it's gotten good for the Canes that have come here as of late. So, pretty goosies. Leroy!
Yes, sir.
It is that time. You've gathered us around the locker room. Hand out your game dukes and game bums.
All right. Let's do the bums first. Because I have a feeling my game ball, you can also consider a bum.
Wow.
But we'll start with my game bums. South Florida sports.
Oh,
it's just bum. Like, what a nerve-wracking weekend. Every time you thought you were going to get some feel-good with the Panthers, the third period happened.
That's supposed to be my saving grace right now.
I know. And so with that, and then the Heat are just like, I don't know what's going on, but it is what it is.
Remember 2 years ago when South Florida was the sports capital of the world?
Oh. Yeah, those were the days.
FAU.
The problem is I hate throwing the Panthers with the Heat because the two teams are in two totally different places right now. But it still didn't help for my weekend.
No, it didn't.
My weekend. sucked. My game ball gonna go to one Rory McIlroy.
Really? What'd he do?
Who just won his 28th event this morning.
Hmm.
He got a rain delay yesterday. He had to play three hole playoff.
Was it the Players?
Yep. Won the Players.
Oh, he won the fifth major.
That's a lot of money, yeah. Isn't it?
The winner gets a check for what is 18% of $25 million. $5 million?
Carry the three.
Maybe 4.1, maybe, or 3.8, something
like that.
It's
more than 4.1.
I mean,
4.4.
Okay.
20% is $5 million.
Right. So we
say half.
Four and a half. Yeah. So he got a nice check of $4.5 million.
You think this is final of the year? He gets a major again?
I don't know. He's trending. It's the first time in his career he's ever won two.
He's winning a Masters
tournaments before April.
He's winning a Masters. So, I call it now.
I tell you what, I wouldn't be surprised. I think Rory's going to win a major this year. But the other guy, his name is Bhatia, and he's built like a windsock.
Is it Akshay?
Akshay
Bhatia?
Yeah.
The American?
He's very young, 23 years old, but he's a really good player. So he's – and let's not forget Oberg.
He's a lefty?
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And when he picks up a club, you can't tell who's bigger, the club or the leg. Pull up a picture. He is skinny.
It says
he's not skinny.
He's listed at 6'1", 130.
That's right. We pack a
while. There you go.
Oh, no.
6'1", 130.
I'm not 130. I'm 30 pounds higher.
He
can
definitely be a UFC.
Oh, he's a bantamweight.
Jeez Louise.
Dude,
and that's without cut. Like, he could easily be a flyweight because the flyweight's 125.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Hey, that's with trying to put on weight. He's a buck 30.
But he could hit it, though.
Oh, yeah. He's fun to watch.
Akshay Bhatia.
Hey, the wind was playing tricks on him. Hitting balls. That happened to, what's his name, Spawn. He came in second.
Spawn gets, I got the earnings here. Yeah, he gets 2.7.
For coming in second.
Tom Hodge gets 1.3, as does our boy Akshay.
I think it's Hoagie.
Is it Hoagie? My bad. Lucas Glover gets 1.3, so all those guys get 1.3.
Yep. You somebody get top said. Five. Very rarely in a PGA tournament, this is majors included, you ain't getting top five and getting over a million.
Leroy, skinny shaming, weight shaming.
No, it's not. I'm not. Dude, look. Pull up a picture of the guy. And then I'm not skinny shaming.
He looks very, he is very skinny.
Put him up. He is. Dude, you pulled up a picture, Vlad?
Shreethan no. says.
Shreethan.
You think out of everyone, Tobin wouldn't need to be mispronouncing a guy named Hoagie.
Point four.
You can't laugh at that. You can't laugh at that. Wait, I told you.
You can't laugh.
Wait, you will screw up every name in any other sport except the fight game.
It looks like Hoge.
Well, you definitely would screw up Oberg because it's A-B-E-R-G.
He's Swedish, isn't he?
I think so. I'm not sure. But he has one of those little circle things on the top.
Yeah, I saw him in full swing. They did. He was in the first episode. They featured him.
Yeah, he's good. He's the only guy. He turned pro. How about this, Vlad? He was so good as an amateur, he turned pro, and they put him on the Ryder Cup team.
I don't want to watch.
He ain't even qualified. They just named him.
I'm gonna skip watching.
You on the Ryder Cup?
I'm gonna skip
watching. That's how good he's been.
I'm gonna skip watching the majors because I like to save it for full swing. I don't want to spoil.
What are you talking about? We got the first majors about this right around the corner.
I'm not gonna watch. I want to see. I'll catch it up next year.
Wait, it's. Not this weekend, but next weekend, isn't it?
No, three weekends. It's always after the Final Four.
Is it first April?
It's going to be the second weekend in April.
All right.
Okay.
Is that Easter weekend?
It might be Easter weekend, yes.
So wait a minute. The tournament.
Tournament's kind of started late this year, if you really think about it.
Right. So it's going to be going on the same time as the tournament.
No. They just start.
Why not?
Because CBS is not going to lose that money.
Dude, listen. If the tournament starts this week on the 20th.
Right. We got the 27th.
It goes a month.
We got the tournament's 3 weeks. 27th, the 20th this weekend, the next weekend, right, which is the end of March, and then the following weekend, which would probably be what, like April 6th? April.
It's the 10th through the 13th.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, okay. There you go.
And then Easter's right, the 20th. They got a late Easter this year.
We got a late. Yeah, everything's late this year, bro. Wait, Easter's what day?
I mean, the Mardi Gras was
420?
420.
Oh.
A lot of high bunnies.
A lot of eggs.
Mardi Gras was 2 weeks later. Because last year was second week of February.
Right.
That is Game Balls and Game Bums. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.